Good evening, everyone. Good evening. You are radiant by choice, by option, by birthright, by the fact that we are vibrational beings of light. But we're here on this darn it old planet because we're here on a learning mission. We're here to create ourselves anew and to create with free will and to create for the highest good. And you know something, a thing I'm beginning to understand more and more is we are here to hook up with our universal natures, our universal beingness. There are a number of ways that that comes to me, and it comes to me as an intuitive with all kinds of beautiful kind of string-like vibrational connections going on between each person I talk to and way out there in the universe. Then when I studied reconnection, which is reconnective healing, which is a wonderful system brought in by Eric Pearl, they explain it kind of that way, which is one of the reasons I was attracted to that system. They explain it as the new frequencies coming through are the ones that are, well, I'll put it another way. I've often seen through the years that we're in a very swashbuckling universe with great huge waves just tossing solar systems, this way and that. And I could really feel and see the waves. A lot of us can, but we can't really explain it logically on a third dimension. So anyway, what happens is the reconnective healing and other systems of my own intuitive self and my guides and angels explain that kind of thing, that we are universal beings, that the waves are changing in the universe, that the frequencies that we're able to experience, because our fields and frequencies are moving up, the frequencies of the planet are moving up, and everything is a higher and higher frequency, we're able to experience the existence of very high frequency energies that are coming to us from different parts of the universe. This is probably a rather primitive thumbnail way of explaining what's going on. One of the things that we know is with all the drama and the chaos on our planet these days, with all the challenges of seeing the corruption and the existence of dominant and malevolent forces that are, for example, taking all the money or oppressing the people or whatever it is, and we're seeing more and more of that clearly, instead of it being hidden agendas, we're seeing it as kind of blatant agendas out there. And one of the things we're learning many, many, many things, is that to create our reality, to move our consciousness beyond the fields and frequency of that kind of duality, is a great way to create a concurrent reality or a parallel reality that you're operating in. So we're going to talk about that kind of thing on Radiance by Design tonight. We're going to talk about what it is to raise your fields and frequencies consciously. We're going to use the sacred geometric healing force. We're going to do some healing for other people in the sacred geometric healing, what I call the galactic healing center. We're going to call in some of the unseen beings that we all have supporting us and ask for their support in our healing. And we're going to remind ourselves and learn little techniques for radiating consciously and radiating differently in the world so that we can move our fields and frequency above that, which is a paradoxically polarizing reality. And I believe that the universe and the fields that are changing are supporting this evolution of our species and of our whole planet to move beyond a very oppressing reality and into one in which we, well, really can unfold a tremendously universal power, some fields and some powers and abilities, and being a human being becomes a multidimensional reality with universal knowledge. I believe that's where we're headed. I haven't heard anybody put it that way, but that's the way my guides are teaching me these days, and I like it a lot. What do you think? I'm an intuitive and energy counselor. My name is Veronica Entwistle, and a lot of you know that already, and I love talking to you. This is actually a call-in show. Traditionally, we started off with a meditation, a little chat like this, little meditation, and then we're going to talk about this kind of thing of opening yourself up, of awakening. What's blocking you? How can we undo that? How can we bring in higher fields and frequencies to bring you into a place where you're going to resolve your own personal power and not be limited by old beliefs or old oppressions or even new oppressions? How can we help you get through the various situations you're in? How can we help others in different parts of the world feel the love and support of those beings in the collective that really care about their evolution? That's what's going on in the Middle East, isn't it? Potential for tremendous evolution. So here we go. We're going to do our, and oh, as I said, you've tuned into Radiance by Design, which means it's a choice that we make to radiate consciously, at least with this show. So let's all do our sacred geometric meditation together. And remember, when we do this together, even though it's a very deep inward personal journey, we're actually becoming greater and greater vibrational community, conscious community, intentional community. So let's do it, shall we? So close your eyes, unless you're walking or riding a unicycle. A few deep breaths. And let's call in the presence, the beings of light and truth, consciousness and love that are working with us all. And above your head, about 2 miles, create a golden ball. And below your spine, another 40 feet, another golden ball. And let's drop a filament of light from the upper golden ball through your spine into the lower golden ball. Then you drop a four-sided pyramid, speaking of Egypt, four-sided pyramid from the top golden ball to about waist height, maybe 60 feet out, and then upside down a matching one to meet it, with its point going into the lower golden ball. And inside of that, you do a crystal ball. I'm always fascinated by the colors that come up with the crystal ball. The outside edges of your crystal ball touch the inside edges of your now eight-sided structure, two pyramids, one upon the other, and now it's an octahedron. And now inside of the crystal ball, have yourself inside of a star tetrahedron, which is a three-dimensional Star of David. And in that, start spinning, spin, and spin, and spin. And you can feel it, can't you? You feel a little dizzy. You feel the lightness that comes to the edge of your skin when it's moving very fast in a circle. And as you spin, see in front of you a magical screen. And on the first part of the screen, we're going to put little movies on it. The first part of the screen, see yourself becoming multidimensional or becoming a universal being or becoming whatever it is you would like to be. I'm going to see myself becoming a multidimensional being, able to connect with all the parts of me that are throughout the universe and all the awarenesses I have that are probably latent or hidden in me that come from my rapport with different parts of the universe. And as I do that, I can feel and see and know changes taking place deep within. These are more changes of release of old holding patterns. Good. And when you feel like something's going on there, wrap that in light and let it stew and move to the next movie, which is about you creating something you really want to create. And see the resources coming. See the clarity of your vision of what it is you want to create. It could be home and family. It could be a work of art. It could be a business. It could be a country. It could be anything. Books. Okay. And see yourself creating that. And see the resources coming in almost magically. They just flow to you to help this come into fruition. And as it does, see yourself being really pleased and happy and efficient and really enjoying it. You're tumbling around in your heart and soul knowing, wow, this is what I wanted to create, and isn't it wonderful? So you stay in that image whilst you enjoy it and see resources coming to sustain its life. Wrap that in light, and then let's go to the Galactic Healing Center. Remember, we all have a magical team, a team of conscious beings around us, angels, guides, whoever you have around you, and see a beautiful healing table and this wonderful team of beings around the table. And you plop on the table and ask for some healing. And what if healing is anything really that moves you through the changes, whether it's physical, mental, emotional, or spiritual, to move you into a resolved or released place. Eh? So lay down on the table and ask for some help. Or perhaps they'll tell you what you need. And then have them work on you. What is it they do with you? And they might even tell you, so pay attention, they may tell you something that you would benefit from if you did that. Yeah, that's great. Sometimes you want to write down what they have to say here about your life and what it is you want to grow into or what you want to release or what blocks you want to be changed. I see somebody with an awful sinus headache and they're pulling great deals of all kinds of vibrational goo out of that person's head in behind the bridge of the nose. I'm showing a huge tie between that and the base of the spine. So they're working with this person in a very strong energetic way. What are they doing with you? And when you feel that the action is actually beginning to make a difference, wrap that whole scenario in light and move it to the side. And now we have a fresh table, and our team replicates themselves because they are magical, right? Multidimensional. And who do you bring in this time? I just heard of a dear friend who has ovarian cancer, so I'm going to bring her in, and we're going to have her lie on the table. I'm going to ask guides what it is she needs, because you know what? Healing, I'm not saying that about my friend, but healing isn't always about just fixing the physical. It could be about a whole bunch of levels of beingness. So you always ask, what is it this person could use as a healing? You don't know, do you? That's right, neither do I. So let's have them working on her. That's good. And have, oh, I see, they're pulling out a great deal of information from her spine for some reason. From a lot of suppression that she's had. And they're pulling it out. It's kind of like little streams of, they're like, I guess I could say clouds that are like taffy. They come pulling out in these funny little bulging streams. I hope it's working for my friend. And she seems very happy. I may have some information for her, which I won't put on global radio here. So wrap her in light when you feel that there's some energy moving through her body, and they're going to continue working on her over here in private. And now we have another person come in. This person needs help. Yeah, and she won't lie down. She's standing up, and she's quite belligerent. She's quite angry. Yeah. And her story is that she can't seem to make her home life work, and her husband is very, very angry and difficult to get along with, and so apparently she is getting that way as well, and she's asking this team for loving support. And you know, all they're doing with her is soothing her energy fields. They're not actually entering her body-mind yet, soothing her energy fields. And now she's beginning to feel like that. And now she's lying down. She's choosing to lie down. And they're pulling a great deal out of her heart. And her legs, apparently she's had a lot to deal with in her life. She's in her late 60s now. And in her legs, she's held a huge doubt about support. Is there support for her? That's it. We're pulling that out. Good. And now I feel like they're doing well with her. Whoever you've called in, are they doing well with that person? Now we're just going to push the whole scenario over to the side. And we're going to call in a political situation. Now what I'm seeing here is in America, in the issues of people losing the right for collective bargaining, they're breaking the unions and taking away the rights of civil service workers. It's pretty crazy. And we've heard before many, many other situations where people's incomes are being reduced, and those that have money don't pay taxes, and those that, I don't want to go into the whole political thing, but what I'd like to see is, this is going to be in America tonight, we're not going to go all over the world, but I'd like to see us send light to, and we're going to send a very powerful pinky salmon-colored light in from the great central sun down through the top of our head, down through the shoulders and out our arms, and out into the hearts and minds of the people that are involved in either having their rights taken away in this country. We're losing rights day after day. And either having their rights taken away or those who are actually taking people's rights away. I'm assuming that those who are taking their rights away are on a defensive track of trying to protect themselves for whatever reason. So we're sending light to both factions, to both sides that are in the government on different levels, and the people who are feeling frantically stripped of possibility in this country. And we're going to send light to, we're sending that beautiful pink light of harmony, of understanding, of solidarity, and of connection to these various people. I want you to just flood. Wisconsin is a great place to start. Let's just flood it with solidarity for people who have a right to a life. Yes. And I'd like to send light to all the education, people in the education system. It's such a needed gift for our people, and for some reason it's being drained. This is not okay. I'm a teacher, I used to be anyway. And I have kids. So we know about that, don't we? So we're going to send the light to all these various people with their various squabbles. And send the light all over. And now have it pop to the government, people in power. Have the light of understanding, of harmony, and of sharing, and of community touch all the people in states of power all around our country, that they might feel and see and know with compassion how much advantage there is in helping our own people be a greater, bigger people. And then let's take that light and pop it onto the Middle East and just infuse those courageous people there for having the connection, the community and the connection to work together to rise into some kind of a peaceful style of bringing themselves out from under oppression. Let's support them like mad. Let's flood them with light and pray that their economic world lifts and their needs be met. And then let's send that light all around the world, to Afghanistan, to Iran, to North Korea, to New Zealand, any of the places in the world that are having crises. And we're just surrounding the world with this light. And bring it back through your hands, into your arms, into your chest, up through your head, out into the great central sun. And remember, we can function as a community. Look at the people in the Middle East. They've really connected a lot through social networking and computers and so on. It's happening in a number of places in the world, and it can happen here as well. So bring that light. Step yourself out of the Galactic Healing Center and close it off. Make sure you're filled with that light. Is it what infuses them? You need to infuse yourself with as well, right? And bring yourself back into the star tetrahedron, and then spin and spin and spin and spin and spin, and feel the presence of possibility when you raise your frequency. Spin and spin and spin and spin. And now you're coming into the room. Yay! How are you? I'd love to chat with you about what's going on in your world. If you want to call in, do so. The numbers are right there, but I think Bob's giving me the numbers right now. I've been thinking a lot about what's going on right now. Well, first of all, I'll give you the numbers. 888-815-9756. 888 815-9756. I'd love to talk to you about what you think is going on in the world. We're going to be talking to Linda Sherman of Soothsayer.com and about what next is her survival guide to the 21st century. Linda is an astrologer, and she is a character. And she's going to tell you all about how the Uranus is moving into Aries, I believe, March the 13th, and what an impact that's going to have on change, on individuation, on people having the courage to jump ahead. She might put a little curl in your hair. She says this is the time, this is the planetary configuration of the American Revolution, and it's really time for another one, and it's already coming up, and she's referring to Wisconsin. But there's so much else that's been said. We keep hearing that we're in the time of the shift, that things are going to change. Oh, goody, you're on the air. Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm really good. How are you?
I'm great.
Who am I talking to?
This is Stephanie from Kansas who had a sinus infection.
Oh, okay. Now, did we fix it or not?
Oh, well, yeah, it's doing better. It was starting to fix itself already, and then, well, it's helping. I kind of had some ups and downs with it for a while. I think it's helping with the last vestiges of it, you know.
Oh, good. Okay. So how are you tonight? And do you have a question for us?
Oh, Lordy, I don't even know what my question would be.
Get rid of that sinus infection.
Huh?
I said, get rid of your sinus infection.
Yeah, I'm doing that and letting go of things and things like that. I had, finally, it's really funny, things that were all coming together before, I finally figured out what it is I've been avoiding as far as my vision and seeing how my gifts are coming together. And I was getting these words in a few months ago, but I just wasn't listening to them.
Oh, okay.
I was. But I wasn't understanding what in the world they were talking about.
And what were they talking about? Did you find out?
Oh, yeah. It was like, I kind of knew this, that being able to, and it's where my gifts have been going, being able to see things and communicate them, what's coming up or possibilities that are coming up. You know, not just for myself, but for the Earth in general. I've been doing that for a long time, and I had to start doing it for myself, and it came out in my art and in my writing and even in my music lately. Since my grandma died last week, I've had some cool stuff.
Wow.
Yeah, it's like, it's like I'm reading a book now about physics and music and energy and the things I was feeling last year, but applying it to art and music and dance and words. It all starts to make sense now as I'm reading this book. So it's, you know, that's coming together, and the idea of prophesying, but not doing it with words, just with music, but using images and telepathy to bring that across without using any words.
Did you hear the beginning of the show when we were talking about how we're bringing in our connection to our universal selves? And I want to say to you that you've had several things. One is past lives on this planet, but also you've had some amazing lives in several other, I would say, planetary setups, galaxies or whatever, where you have had such advanced ability with those very things, and I believe you're bringing it together at this time. It's a bit of a challenge, isn't it?
Yeah, well, it's funny. A year ago, I was feeling so disheartened, and I remember looking up at the sky, at the star, bright star, and going, can you help me? It was the weirdest thing. I've never prayed to a star before, and all of a sudden, bam. And I've been getting this help for the last year that's just incredible, but I was blocking it because things were so intense, and so it wasn't that big of a deal, really. It's just I was so, honestly, hung up on some relationships that that were changing, and even though it was for the best and what I wanted, I wasn't appreciating it, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So now I'm like, okay, let go of that.
Well, it looks like you're going to get you're going to get a big boost over the next little while, and you'll be going quite fast, and probably over the next 3 weeks, or maybe from then for a couple of months, and you're going to move very fast through some changes. they'd call us in May and tell us if you're on a different track than you're on now.
Well, 2 weeks ago I asked that, and last weekend what I got after my right before my grandma died, I got this, it was funny, I woke up and all of a sudden I had stopped saying no to some possibilities. I was open to all of them. It was a visual thing. It was this
Isn't
weird
that
thing.
Wonderful.
I could just, it's like I could, it was like a light shadow, a shadow of light.
Mm-hmm.
I never thought of it that before. It was like shadowy because it had my lights off, but it was like a shadow of light. And all of a sudden I said, but I want to know what my path is, not just all the possibilities, but I said, I want to see what it is I'm supposed to be doing. And all of a sudden this column of light just went right through me, and I could see everything narrowing. It's like everything else was still there. I wasn't trying to block it, but mm-hmm. I just wasn't paying attention to it. It's like, yeah, I know it's there. Who cares? And that never happened before. It was like ADD. I could not focus on anything.
Oh, wow. Well, this is very exciting, yeah. though, because I just want to say this, Stephanie, is for everybody at home, our changes are going to come in rather interesting quantum leaps, and we've got to be focused on seeing something bigger, not smaller, but bigger, because we can ride these changes and really hit surf our way into a much more expanded self, eh?
Yeah, and that's kind of what I held myself back with, but I guess it wasn't really holding me back. I was just distracted from what was really happening under the surface.
Well, and the other thing is that holding is how we design our identity is in a way. We hold ourselves in packages that we consider to be well-framed, and letting all of that go is going to be, we're going to be pushed by the universe and the stars and so on and the vibrations moving up to let a lot of holdings go. So that might be on every level, eh?
Yeah. Well, the weird thing is that happened 3.5 years ago for me. About 3 years ago, I realized I didn't care about labels, I didn't care about trauma, I don't care about anything, and the only thing I wouldn't do is get a job. So, so that caused a lot of problems. And so now I have to deal with money, and it's really weird. It's like I'm being told, have faith, do this, do this, do this. I'm like, where's the money come from? Don't know. I'm meeting with a life coach tomorrow. We'll see what happens.
It'll come. And I have to let you go now because Linda Sherman's going to be here. All right. Thanks
cool.
for your call, Stephanie.
You're welcome. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye. I want to say a little bit more about the shift. The shift is what we're being told. Yay, is that Linda? Hello? Hello? Well, that didn't come through. So we're being told about the shift. The shift is an amazing time in history, and my way of seeing it is that there is someone there, isn't there? Well, never mind. My way of seeing it is that it's a time in history where we're being quickened. And what is the purpose of the quickening? I think it's just to adjust us to the shifting frequencies that are running all through the universe, these great waves that are swashbuckling through the universe, and they're impacting us as one of the little balls in the waves that are coming through. And it's really pushing us. And Dr. Kalaman was talking about how by March 9th, what is this, March the 3rd? By March 9th, the final consciousness phase, or the ninth phase of consciousness, is going to be taking hold and moving on through our species. And that's a part of the 2012 shift. As he said, it's not that it's going to happen at 2012 per se, but it's that the Mayan calendar has expressed or defined how waves of awakening have moved through the species for millions of years. And there's a big change going on. That's waves of frequency, waves of consciousness moving through our entire collective. And I really like thinking about that. So things, even though I say March 9th, and then Linda will be talking about the Aries, Uranus connection on March the 13th and all of that, I don't see them as happening in the minute. I see that there is a movement that is really quickening starting those dates. But everything flows, doesn't it? So when Stephanie's talking about how there's a waking up going on in her, a whole bunch of you must be having it. But I know this, that my guides and angels are saying that when you're holding, when you're containing, when you're believing, when you're affixing your personality, your opinion, your resistances, and so on in a certain way, you can't take full advantage of this unfolding stuff, can you? You can't take full advantage of the shift. Some people shift by breaking apart, by losing things. But we can do it a little bit more gracefully, I believe, by going inside your body and really noticing what you're holding, whether it's a fear of being recognized, whether it's a disappointment in love. I mean, pick all these different things and notice the way they're held in the body and go in there and feel that and talk to your angels and guides and ask it when you feel it, ask them to run some fields and frequency through you so that you can move into a higher species. Now, is Linda there? Are you there? She writes a newsletter called soothsayer.com, and she has a terrific amount of, some of it's pretty scary information that's going on the planet that's economic and political. And these systems are being shaken radically by the shifting frequencies. They're expressed by astrological changes as well. So I can hardly wait for her to come on and freak me out with what's coming up. But I do know, and I think a lot of you know, that there are big changes coming up, and you cannot rest your elbows on that which has been familiar for a long time. All the systems are open for revelations, for, I guess it's biblical, revelations for showing you where the corruption is and where the changes have to happen and what's going to have to dissemble in order to begin a new kind of civilization. Hello?
Hello.
Hi, Linda. Welcome to the show. How are you?
Oh, I'm doing great. Thank you.
Ah, it's pretty late where you are, isn't it?
Pardon?
I say it's pretty late where you are, is it?
Yes, it's after 10:30 here.
Oh, oh my.
On the East Coast.
Well, what's going on in the planets? I know there's this big Aries-Uranus thing coming up.
Yes. I think the big deal this month, which is has profound consequences for years to come, is, as you brought up, if Uranus is entering the sign, it's leaving the sign of Pisces and entering the sign of Aries on the 13th of this month. And Uranus will basically be in Aries through March of 2019. So it's going to be here for quite a while. When Jupiter went into Aries the end of January of this year, heading off prior to Uranus's entry, all these rebellions in the Middle East began. Tunisia, Egypt, and of course now Libya. So this is the beginning of revolutionary fervor, not only in the Middle East, but here in the United States and throughout the world. This is the beginning of a great cycle of, as Uranus moves into a square with Pluto in 2012, of throwing over tyranny, throwing over oppression, throwing over governments and entities that control people in favor of democracy. It's quite similar to the time period that spawned the American Revolution.
Is this happening on a personal level as well as a political?
Well, sure. Everybody's individual astrological chart is going to be, because charts of individuals are so different from one another. One it could feel very empowered by this, and someone else could go into a great deal of conflict with this, depending on a person's individual horoscope.
That's interesting, isn't it? Because we're going to need to have that reaction going on all over the world, so I guess we better learn how to tune ourselves for it, hey?
Well, personally, I'm kind of excited about this.
I
don't know about you, Veronica, but and our listeners, but I was very, very inspired to see the revolution in Egypt.
Oh, very much so.
It was very, very a peaceful revolution, basically. The one in Libya is another story. I have the chart of Libya here. This is going to take much longer, and it's going to be much harsher than the one in Egypt. But
I thought it was kind of getting easier right now.
Yes, I think Gaddafi will be brought down, but it's going to be much tougher. And also, Libya is highly complex as a nation. And a lot of people say, we want Gaddafi out, but then what? So the issue with all revolutions of this kind is once the leader is overthrown, there needs to be something central that poses as a government framework until they can elect people, until they can hold elections, until they can redefine themselves. But I think that the basic undercurrent of the Uranus in Aries and the Pluto in Capricorn, those two things are going together right now, is the what I call the disestablishment of the establishment.
Because is the undercurrent of Pluto in Capricorn, is that
yes, well, Pluto in Capricorn, as I spoke about in my book, What Next, Pluto in Capricorn last previous transits of Pluto in Capricorn corresponded in the mid-1500s with the Protestant Reformation, which was huge. I mean, it overthrew the Roman Catholic Church as a primary political entity in the attempt to reform it and get rid of the corruption. It started the Protestant Reformation. And in the more recent time, transit of Pluto in Capricorn was the American Revolution. And the square of Uranus to Pluto is a major stimulator for massive rebellions and upheavals, because Uranus in Aries represents the new and the independent and the young, and Capricorn, Pluto in Capricorn, represents the old, the people who have had power, fossilized in power, so to speak. And Pluto is a sign of great fundamental revolution and upheaval, and Uranus is change and newness. And so the combination of those two in harsh angles with each other. The last time Uranus was in Aries was in the Great Depression of the 1930s, and it squared Pluto then in Cancer. And, of course, we're playing out. We're having a Great Depression right now. And we're also starting here in the United States, I think, with the demonstrations in Wisconsin are highly significant. I don't know that they are going to change the laws there or change the legislature, but this is the first mobilization of what you would call the everyday middle-class, working-class individuals against the extreme right that has taken over the government, the corporate plutocracy that has been running this country for years now.
Is it named plutocracy because of Pluto?
That have bought out the government. And so I think this is a cause, which is the right to organize. This is a cause for us here in this country. It's the beginning of the second American Revolution, as I see it, which is going to take quite a few years to play out.
But it doesn't have to be violent, does it?
My experience with looking at history is it doesn't have to be, but usually there are incidents of violence that people get carried away, are caught up. They're always on the extreme left and the extreme right. There are people who could be violent. This country is armed to the hilt with guns. And I think there is some danger of that. I think we have to be realistic. But I also have found when Uranus conjuncted Pluto in the 1960s, we had the civil rights movement headed by Martin Luther King, which was a peaceful movement and accomplished so much. It's, I think, a proud moment in our history, the anti-war movement, the civil rights movement. So these things can be very, very necessary and very wonderful in the sense that they can change the tide of history. But on the other hand, there also are accompanied by resistance to these historic tides that are changing.
Mm-hmm. And also one more thing, and I know we were only going to do 10 minutes, but I want to throw one more thing at you.
Absolutely.
And we're going to get you, we're going to get you on for a whole Paradigm Shifter show soon. Oh, we're going to get you on in May, that's right. But here I've been reading in your soothsayer.com in the latest of your newsletters, very interesting,
yes.
And it's talking about the cycles of extreme climate change. That's what also, didn't a lot of climate change happen or a lot of earth changes happen? Wasn't the Dust Bowl in the 30s along with the Depression and so on?
You're absolutely right, and it's very very intelligent of you to remember that because we
had the worst
environmental catastrophe basically in the history of the United States with the Dust Bowl, and it was largely a man-made catastrophe. It was is a result of sod busting out in connection with farmers who went out into Kansas and Oklahoma and in the Homestead Act for years, and they tried to grow crops by breaking up the soil in these areas, and then there was a cyclical drought, and what happened was everything just turned to dust.
Mm-hmm.
It was something unprecedented, almost unheard of. And Washington wouldn't do a thing about it until this giant cloud of dust actually was raised in a weather system and brought right in to Washington, D.C. And when they saw that, they passed legislation to help these farmers. And out of something like this was The Grapes of Wrath, the book The Grapes of Wrath, and the great film The Grapes of Wrath. How
material.
These people's lives were completely destroyed. Their farms were destroyed, their livelihood, and they had to get into cars and move out to California and become fruit pickers.
Mm-hmm.
So it was a terrible catastrophe. Well, what is happening now is very, very profound because we're talking about global climate change.
Right.
And we know that there are cyclical climate changes with or without the presence of human beings contributing to it.
Right.
So I happen to think it's a combination that we're in major cyclical climate changes combined with the greenhouse gases that we've put into the atmosphere and the way we have poisoned our oceans and waterways and endless consumption, endless dumping. I really feel that we're in a very, very serious set of cycles combined with earthquakes and volcanoes. All these things I did spell out in my book and that I have been talking about almost endlessly on my on-site newsletter, soothsayer.com.
Well, can you give us a few pointers of what we can do?
Well, I think that we need to think about where we're living and how we're living. I would advise people to leave the coastal regions for the most part because I think the most vulnerable, this winter's phenomenal, record-breaking snowstorms and blizzards hit the eastern United States very hard on the coast. Where I live, which is inland to a place of elevation in western New York, just had a normal winter.
Uh-huh.
But the coastal regions have been hit. Now, something else, I know our time is limited here. There are so many things that are causing these climate extremes. I mean, Australia, first they had record-breaking heat and fires, and then they had recently record-breaking floods. There are extremes, and we've always had storms, but they're coming closer together. The outcome of many, many different things coming together will create extremes. One of the things before I leave the show tonight I want to point out is that I found information on the Internet that the Gulf oil eruption and the dispersants poured into the Gulf, which caused the oil, it's still there, to sink to the bottom of the ocean, have literally broken up the Gulf Stream, which is necessary thermal haline current, which gives North America and Northern Europe a decent climate. And when that, those set of currents leading all the way up to Norway, the North Atlantic current, it takes on a different name as it moves up north into Northern Europe. This current disappeared due to a massive global warming and a melting of ice, which caused fresh water to move into the North Atlantic Ocean and disrupted these currents. When that happened, between the 12th and 19th century, we had what is called the Mini Ice Age. Hmm. Now, the person, an Italian physicist who's a climate specialist, discovered this after the Gulf oil disaster. And the American Naval Observatory, which does photographs of these currents using heat thermography, if I can pronounce it correctly, confirmed that the Gulf has been broken up. It's been virtually stopped. Now, it has stopped before and repaired itself. So the looming question is the Gulf Stream going to repair itself, or is that current going to be gone for years to come? This scientist predicted last August that we would have among one of the most serious cold and snowy winters in North America and in the north northeastern United States, which actually has.
Are you still there? We seem to have lost Linda. Okay. Well, that's really interesting because I don't know where you're living, but where we are on the northwest coast, it wasn't the coldest winter ever, but boy, we've had some really long-term, cold, drizzly time. And talking to an aunt, Grass Valley is so full of snow. It was ridiculous that that was just a couple of days ago, and that's pretty unusual. And what else? 30 miles away from us? There was 15 inches of snow when we had none. So we have more of a volatile energy wave pattern going on. But Linda didn't mention it, but I'm sure that there's a relationship between the astrological material and this kind of stuff. So we're talking about the shift, and we're going to get Linda on to do a paradigm shifters conversation in May, and we'll get into a lot more detail. But talking about the shift, there's a whole lot going on that's vibrational that's in the universe. And one of the things we're all going to have to learn to do is to empower ourselves to become stronger inside and really centered and to raise our fields and frequency and actually probably grow our own vegetables and learn how to handle money better and not be bamboozled and not let the tyranny of that. Okay, well, that's all right. We can't seem to find Linda. I guess her phone kind of collapsed, but look her up, lindasherman.com, S-C-H-U-R-M-A-N.com, or soothsayer.com is her newsletter, which is very good. Her book is called What Next, and the great thing about the book is she tells all this disastrous stuff, but there's a lot in it about how we're going to develop community consciousness. And I'm talking about the shift, and I'm saying it's all part of the same picture. Is we're going to learn to stop leaning on consuming, leaning on systems in order to be deceived. There's so much about, as Patricia Corey was talking about the other night, there are like 2,000 people who are in control of the finances and even the politics on our globe, and there's 7 billion of us who really don't need to be controlled, do we? We need to be going in and finding our own strength, our power, our ability to empower our lives. We've got to learn about alternative energy healing, about healing. We've got to learn to help ourselves and help other people. She's back.
Hello, I'm back.
Hi, honey. Well, what did you do, take a coffee break?
No, but my telephone line, I guess, did. I was talking to you and you weren't there.
Well, we're almost done with the show, but if you'd like to have anything final to say.
I think that most of we have a short period of time when I'm on your show again. We can go into things in more detail, but it's been delightful to talk with you, Veronica.
I'm always delighted to talk to you, Linda, and I was telling people while we were waiting for your coffee break to end, that we're facing the shift, and we really need to empower ourselves and empower ourselves in community and learn to build our resources from not those central places of control, right?
I couldn't agree with you more. I really feel, as you and I have discussed in the past, that it's from the grassroots and from community and from being living in concert with the earth and in cooperation with each other at the community level, at the local. Relocalization is what I call it, and I think it's going to take place.
I think it is. People are learning to, I think simply things like alternative energy and also learning energy healing or learning that we're energy beings, all of those are really profound right now.
Oh, I think so. And I also am predicting that we are going to make a breakthrough in energy. We're going to find some central source of energy that has nothing to do with fossil fuel. And I think this is going to transform everything because our entire civilization, standard of living, economy has built around oil and coal and gas as powerful sources of energy which are coming to an end.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel that there's going to be a major technological breakthrough in the next several years in this that will be very exciting, and it will transform everything.
And you know something, there are a lot of people working on it because in the middle of all this, in my intuitive self, I always see these sparks of entrepreneurial and inventive wit being developed all over the world. Human beings are so amazing, really.
I agree with you. I think what sometimes seems so dark and impossible and everything, that we're going to make huge consciousness breakthroughs and use areas of our intelligence we didn't even know are there. And when that comes about, it's going to change us emotionally and spiritually.
Yeah, and I think we're going to be much more empowered at the end of it all, if there is an end.
Absolutely. I completely agree with you, Veronica.
Well, thank you so much for calling us tonight, Linda, and sharing
it's
so
much. It's
been
a pleasure. I'm sorry about our little technical problem there.
I think that's going on all over the place, too. I blame the universe on that.
Could be.
Thank you so much, and we'll be in touch.
Okay. Take care.
So this is Veronica Entwistle, and that was Linda Sherman. We're talking about the shift. We're talking about you and me learning to empower ourselves and our community. And we're talking about the Middle East and the great changes that we're going to send light to over there. And let's see, next week on Paradigm Shifters, which is 8 o'clock on Tuesday night, I'll be featuring Randy Masters, and he works with sacred geometrics and music, and his work is he likes to live a resonant life, consciously resonating all throughout his life to raise his own field and frequency. He does a lot of healing work through music, through all kinds of sound and shape and so on. He's been on twice before, and a number of you have told me how wonderful it is to hear him talk. So that's Randy Masters, and I think it's called Universal Song, I think, is his website. Or you can look up Randy Masters, and I'm sure you'll find him, Google him. But I'm very excited that he's coming back onto the show. And Jackie hasn't been well, so it's going to be an older show tonight. I'm sure it will be good. So we miss them and miss the team. And I'll see you back on here next Thursday at 7 o'clock, Tuesday night on Paradigm Shifters, and then Thursday at 7 o'clock. If you'd like a session with me or would like to have some feedback on the show or create some suggestions, Veronica at veronicaentwistle.com. That's Veronica at veronicaentwistle.com. Let's take in some light and breathe it all out to one another. Our Radiance by Design community, let's all work together to evolve. Many blessings, and thank you for listening. Good night.